Our Lord's Command, May 23. Buried with him in baptism. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Thus Christ gave his disciples their commission. He made full provision for the prosecution of the work, and took upon himself the responsibility for its success. So long as they obeyed his word, and worked in connection with him, they could not fail. Go to all nations, he bade them. Go to the farthest part of the habitable globe. Labor in faith, for the time will never come when I will forsake you. The Savior's commission to the disciples included all the believers. It includes all believers in Christ to the end of time. It is a fatal mistake to suppose that the work of saving souls depends alone on the ordained minister. All to whom the heavenly inspiration has come are put in trust with the gospel. All who receive the life of Christ are ordained to work for the salvation of their fellow men. For this work the Church was established, and all who take upon themselves its sacred vows are thereby pledged to be co-workers with Christ. We are to be consecrated channels, through which the heavenly life is to flow to others. The Holy Spirit is to animate and pervade the whole Church, purifying and cementing hearts. Those who have been buried with Christ in baptism are to rise to newness of life, giving a living representation of the life of Christ. You are dedicated to the work of making known the gospel of salvation. Heaven's perfection is to be your power. The Duke of Wellington was once present where a party of Christian men were discussing the possibility of success in missionary effort among the heathen. They appealed to the Duke to say whether in his judgment such efforts were likely to prove a success commensurate to the cost. The old soldier replied, "Gentlemen, what are your marching orders? Success is not the question for you to discuss. If I read your orders aright, they run thus: Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Gentlemen, obey your marching orders."